Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021, and this is episode number 34 of series 2021. This episode is titled, Is Hell Real? Mention the topic of hell these days and you will get a variety of interesting reactions. Some that I've gotten personally are the following. I don't believe in hell. A good and loving God would not send people to hell. I don't care if I go to hell, my friends will be there and we'll have a big party. The concept of hell is a crutch to control people. Hell is real and I don't want to go there. Perhaps you too have heard some or all of these statements about hell. Let's look at them one by one. Number one, I don't believe in hell. Just because a person says he doesn't believe in hell does not mean that hell does not exist. Whether something is true or not does not depend on what we believe. It depends on an absolute standard of truth established by God. God alone is capable of establishing what is true or not. We are not God. For example, you could say, I don't believe in sound frequencies. But just because you don't believe in sound frequencies doesn't mean they don't exist. Or you could say, I don't believe in gravity. Well, try jumping off a roof and see where that belief takes you. Number two, a good and loving God would not send people to hell. If you believe this, then you haven't read the Bible. The Bible includes several examples in which God executes mass killings of people in punishment for their sin. Here are a few. The Great Flood in Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8. The destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 18 and 19. The killing of Egypt's firstborn sons, Exodus chapter 11 and chapter 12. The killing of the Canaanites under Moses and Joshua, Numbers chapter 21, Deuteronomy chapter 20, and Joshua chapter 6. The mass murder of the Amalekites by King Saul, 1 Samuel chapter 15. Those who don't recognize the justice side of God do not know God. He is not only the God of mercy, he is also the God of justice who will punish sin. The only way to avoid that punishment is to accept Jesus Christ as one's Savior. Jesus took the punishment for the sin of every human being, but unless a person repents of his sin and trusts in Jesus to save him, that person will eventually be punished, and the punishment will be in hell. Number three, I don't care if I go to hell, my friends will be there and we'll have a big party. Wrong. There will be no partying in hell, I can assure you. On the contrary, people in hell exist in unending torment of spirit, soul, and body, isolated from God and from one another. There are no relationships in hell, only abject despair. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 20, describes hell as a lake of fire burning with brimstone. This past week, you may have watched footage of the eruption of the Cumbre Vieja volcano on the island of La Palma in the Canary Islands. Did you ever consider that the fire and lava we see erupting from volcanoes could be coming from hell? You might be thinking, Dr. Marianne, how can you make such a ridiculous statement? I'll show you how. The Bible itself tells us the location of hell in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. It says, He, Jesus, also descended into the lower regions of the earth. The place into which Jesus descended was hell. Why? In order to take back from Satan what he had stolen from Adam and Eve. So what if the fiery lava we see coming out of the Cumbre Vieja volcano is coming from the pit of hell? Do you still want to go there to party with your friends? Number four, the concept of hell is a crutch to control people. A lot of people eschew the topic of hell as something only weak people need to believe in. Progressive thinkers are above believing in such a primitive concept. After all, such progressive thinkers say that we are living in an enlightened age where we no longer need crutches. We have the intellect, human reasoning, to guide us. What such people are really saying is that secular humanism, the worship of man, has replaced the worship of God. Man has exalted himself above God. This is exactly what Satan did before he was cast out of heaven. And this is exactly what Adam and Eve did before they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. Do you too want to be cast out of God's presence because of your pride? Number 5, hell is real and I don't want to go there. This position is the biblical one. The Bible speaks of hell in several places. Let's start with Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42, where Jesus says the following, quote, "The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will remove from his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." End of quote. Notice that Jesus described this place assigned to sinners as a furnace of fire. Does that phrase remind you of the fire that spouts forth from an erupting volcano? The fire that originates in the bowels of the earth, where, according to the Bible, hell is located? In Acts chapter 2, verse 31, we learn that Jesus descended into hell and remained there for 3 days and 3 nights. The reason he did this was to take back from Satan the keys of authority and power over man that Adam had forfeited to Satan. According to Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Jesus stripped Satan of his power and authority when Jesus went into hell. So, the Bible makes clear that Jesus went to a specific place called hell, a place that really exists. Jesus descended into the lower regions of the earth. These lower regions describe the center of the earth where hell is located. In fact, Acts chapter 2, verse 27 states that our Lord's soul was not left in hell. So, Jesus went to hell to conquer Satan. Again, where do you think the fiery lava of volcanoes comes from? Matthew chapter 12, verse 40 also confirms that Jesus went into hell. Quote, "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Unquote. Notice the words, "the heart of the earth." This is where hell is located, in the heart or center or core of the earth. On April 28, 2013, an article appeared in Forbes magazine called, "The Center of the Earth May Be Hotter Than the Sun's Surface." The article points out that scientists have discovered that the inner core of the Earth has a temperature of about 11 to 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 9% higher than the temperature of the surface of the Sun. When Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980, one reporter described the eruption with the words, quote, "when hell surfaced upon the Earth." Science is discovering what the Bible has told us for thousands of years. Hell is a place of fire and brimstone. Do you really want to go there? So, if you want a picture of the physical climate of hell, just look at an erupting volcano. Is that where you want to spend forever? Yes, eternity is forever. No getting out. Perhaps my message this week sounds somewhat harsh. I don't mean it to be harsh. It is motivated by deep love and concern for your soul. You see, Regardless of what you think, you will continue to exist after your body dies. Your soul and your spirit are eternal. They will never stop existing, but where they exist forever is up to you. I want to speak the truth to you in love because I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to come with me to heaven, the place of everlasting peace, joy, and love. Why would you not want to go there? Is it not worth believing in Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven? Why would you not want to accept his gift of eternal life? Give me one good reason. So I urge you, allow Jesus to come into your life. Don't refuse his gift of salvation. If you are having trouble believing that he is the only way to heaven, ask him to show you that he is. He will. That's how much he loves you. He has done everything possible to get you to heaven. Now it's up to you. He will not force his gift of salvation on you. He simply offers it to you with love and longing that you will accept it. I urge you to accept it. Pray this simple prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, I want this gift of eternal life that you died to give me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to spend eternity with you. So I invite you now into my life, and I receive you as my personal Savior and the Lord of my life. I receive the gift of eternal life that you died to give me. Thank you for forgiving me and bringing me into your family. Thank you for saving me. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, please write down today's date. It is your spiritual birthday. And please write to me at drmarianne@marianndiorio.com. I would like to send you a free PDF booklet that will help you get started in your walk with Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, his manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who he is and he teaches you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of his choice for you, where you can learn about him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. It is critically important in these last days to fellowship with other believers who are mature in Christ and who can guide you as you grow in him. If you are not yet a subscriber to the Winning with the Word blog and podcast, I urge you to subscribe so you will not miss a single weekly episode. And please tell your family and friends about Winning with the Word. Please pass this post and podcast on to them. Thank you so very much. Finally, I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do this without you. Be sure to go to patreon.com if you would like to become one of my patrons. Winning with the Word now reaches 63 countries on 6 continents throughout the world because of the support of wonderful patrons like you. So thank you for checking out patreon.com/winningwiththeword. Also, please check out my website bookstore at marianndiorio.com/book-table for a complete listing of all of my books. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.